There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Easy to get in touch with the show as well. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106 for a call or a text. And you can also use that FM Talk 106.5 app to send us one of those talkback messages. All right, I mentioned as we went into the news, joining us, Representative Matt Simpson, and been on the show many times. I think the last time, were we talking about the last time that legislation on changing the death penalty for people that mess with kids?
We were. That's the last thing we talked about.
And so where's that?
That bill has passed. The governor has signed it, and it I think it goes into law October 1st.
And so you always do a good job putting it in regular people's speak, because, y'all, he's a lawyer, but he can also speak regular Alabama. So tell me what that means.
What it means is after October the 1st, if someone commits the offense of rape, sodomy, or sexual torture, and that victim is less than the age of 12, then the prosecutor can have the discretion of potentially charging that person with capital rape, and they would be eligible for the death penalty.
And for people who might surprise them, that is not the law as it stood before you moved with this.
No, it was not. It was challenged. There's a Supreme Court case that came out of Louisiana, and now there is a nationwide push to overturn that Supreme Court case. That was Kennedy versus Louisiana, that said you could not have the death penalty for those type of cases. But now there's a concentrated effort, Florida, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Idaho, and Arkansas, I believe, have passed it. We passed it this year. It's my understanding, I believe Mississippi is on the verge of either passing it or they're about to pass it.
And the reason why, and if y'all listened last time Representative was on, he talked about it, but this is important. The number of states that pass this is what could make a difference for the Supreme Court, right? It would change the unusual portion of that.
Absolutely. The court has said that it violated the cruel and unusual punishment. They focused on the unusual aspect of it and said that because there were a few states that had that law to prosecute for the death penalty, it was unusual. So what we're doing to combat that is having a number of other states come together now and say that it's not unusual, because look at all these other states that are trying to do this. It's very interesting now with this makeup of the Supreme Court. I imagine the bill will get challenged either out of one of these states. Florida is leading the way. Florida was the first one to do it, and they're already prosecuting one of these cases now. So I think that one's probably going to be the lead go. But you just never know, as things work the way through the system, which case is going to be the one that challenges it.
Yeah, it's an interesting part as y'all step back and think about what Representative said. So the Supreme Court's not saying they didn't make a judgment on whether having this as a capital offense was right or wrong. They said it violated unusual. So, and this made a lot of sense to me. So if you have I don't know what the plurality, I don't know how many states make it usual, but you get to that number, then the Supreme Court, their argument against that last time is gone. Now it is usual.
That's what we're trying to get to. That's the crux of the entire argument of saying it's not unusual. So look at all the number of states that are doing it. And I'm very happy that Alabama is now on this list. We were number six. And again, I think Mississippi is right up there to be number seven.
All right. What happened today? And I don't know if you know, there's a big discussion point in Baldwin County and on this radio station and probably all through Alabama. And that is the proposed Stockton solar farm here. Maybe you heard of it. You had a presser about this and a bill that you brought to the house. You heard a little bit? Your phone rang once or twice?
Phone rang. Email's been blowing up, social media. It's fantastic to see the people that care so much about Stockton to get out there, and everything is positive. You know, it's one of those things of they care so much about the area, and it's not just Stockton. It's people from all over the county. It's all over the state, really, that are focused on this little – it's funny. They focus on this project. They focus on this little area. It's not even a town. It's unincorporated. But every time I walk the halls in Montgomery, it's, hey, what's going on in Stockton? Can you tell me about the Stockton project? So it is certainly a hot topic going right now.
Okay, so let's talk about this. As you have a bill there in the House, Senator Albritton in the Senate, and it said here, the legislation would pause solar development for 1 year and allow greater local oversight. So, Counselor, once again, put this in regular man speak to me. What does this mean?
Okay, so the bill, there are two bills working together through the House and the Senate. So Senator Albritton has filed Senate Bill 354 and 358, and I have filed HB 617 and 618. And they're companion bills, which mean they mirror each other. The first bill, what it does is it puts a moratorium on solar site projects for 1 year. And right now that bill affects statewide. I expect an amendment to come in committee next Tuesday where we'll only affect areas that touch the Gulf of Mexico or the Gulf of America, depending on how when that law passes. and so what it would do is just put a pause on any of these projects and just say, hey, let's catch our breath and figure out what's going on through there. The reason is because this has just popped up out of nowhere. It came up at the end of January. And people were caught off guard. The citizens of Stockton were caught off guard. I know a lot of people had no clue this was going through the pipeline. And as you start to study and as you start to look into some of these details of it, there's just a lot of concerns about the impacts that this can make. Look, I am all for private property rights, and I'm not necessarily telling you that I'm opposed to solar farms or solar sites. But the way that this came up and the way that this has gone through, there's a lot of concern about making sure that the right set of eyes are through this. You know, I get you have the right to do with your property what you want to do. However, there are limitations to that, and that means you can't affect your neighbors. One of the things we're taught early is, you know, your rights end where my rights begin. Mm-hmm. And so if you have land, if you have property and you decide, hey, I'm going to build a waterway where all of my storm runoff is going to run right down to my neighbor's property. You can't do that. You can't just say, well, I have the right to do that on my property. And, you know, this area is so important to our community. It's, you know, you're talking about right there, the Delta, right there off the Tensaw River, which flows right into the Mobile Bay. And if you have this area in Stockton is very hilly. And it's not like flat land that they're talking about. It's wetlands. There's a lot of project, you know, there's a lot of ground dirt that they're going to have to turn up and they're going to have to turn through this project. I'm concerned about the environmental impact of not having any eyes over this, of not having, you know, let's make sure we have the right environmental impact study that's done. Let's make sure we know what's going on through this. Because if you just put that stormwater runoff and it just flows right into the Tensaw River, well, how much damage are you going to do to our waterways through here? How much damage is it going to get down to Mobile Bay? We worked so hard to clean up the dredging that we're doing, and we passed that bill from Rhett Marcus. Now we're in the situation of what if the runoff comes from another direction? You can't build water. You know, I'm blessed that my district covers parts of the bay, and I've got citizens that contact me all the time and say, hey, I'm trying to build this pier or I'm trying to do this, and I've got to go through ADEM. I've got to go through this. I've got to get this approval. There's so many steps in the bureaucracy that have to be done anytime you're talking about our waters. And the concern is those steps have not been done for this project. There's no oversight in this project. There's nobody looking at it because it's unincorporated and it's part of a landmark district. So there's not really a ton of governing regulations on there. So one of the things we're trying to do, one of the bills puts a moratorium, so it pauses it for a year. And the second bill gives county commissions, so it would be the Mobile County Commission for Mobile Projects and the Baldwin County Commission for Baldwin Projects, it gives them the authority to set the regulation requirements for solar farm projects and solar site projects. So those are the two bills we're working on. I'm happy to work with Senator Albritton through this process. He's been leading the charge, and it's been a great working with him and seeing what he wants to do with these things. I'm also very happy that every member of the Baldwin House delegation signed on as co-sponsors, and many members of the Mobile House delegation signed on as co-sponsors. So we're really kind of using a regional approach to try to make sure that the right things are done for our area.
Yeah, just joining us, talking to Representative Matt Simpson. I had the presser today about the bill. I'm going to come back to that. Well, I'm going to stay on it for a second. How does this affect the 1 year moratorium? If this goes into effect, does that stop like projects already in motion? I don't know if you like, would this stop the Stockton solar program, or would it be something new? It like have to be new no. coming in.
It would be something. It would hopefully stop this one, because I don't think they've started turning dirt on this project yet. So that's part of the legal jargon, and we're working on with Senator Albritton, and the drafting of the bill is you know, projects that are already under construction, and what does it mean to already be under construction? You know, if they've already started turning dirt, I don't think that this would apply. But I'm not sure that this Stockton project has already started turning dirt. We just want to make sure we get it right. Again, I'm not trying to be anti-economic development or anti, you know, what they're trying to do for some of this stuff, but we only get one chance to get it right. If this gets rushed through, and part of the rush on this from the other company side of it, and I get it, is these tax credits that came from D.C. that, hey, if you do solar farms, then you get a tax credit. If they apply to these data centers, then you can counterbalance some of that. And my understanding is these tax credits expire in July. So they're trying to rush this project.
And so then the other part of it is the question about, speaking of timelines, got what, you know, six, 5 days left in session? Six. What is it when y'all
six
get
days
back?
Left next, in session.
Okay. Talk to me frankly. Does this have time to get through, or is this one of those wither on the vine things that happens in Montgomery?
Yes and yes is the short answer.
okay.
It has time to get through. That's why we're working at it from both angles. That's why we have a bill in the House and a bill in the Senate to try to see if we can get one through against the clock. Once a bill gets through one version, like once a bill gets through the House, then the Senate can take it up, and there's more time for the Senate to take it up. And once the same for the Senate, if the bill gets through the Senate, then we have time in the House to take it up. But, you know, coming up on these next couple of days right here, if we can't get any of the bills out of their original House, which they started, then they're dead on the vine.
So then that is the reality, y'all. Sometimes there's bills like that we talk about and gets in and just time runs out. I mean, I don't think you're going to – you got to get one side or the other. I don't think you're going to get – do you think you get filibuster? I don't think the Democrats are going to oppose this, or what do you think?
You know, we had some questions in committee last week, and I think Senator Albritton had some questions on the floor. And one of the things we've tried to do, and that's why the bill only touches Mobile and Baldwin counties, or counties that touch the Gulf of Mexico / Gulf of America, is because you had other projects throughout the state. The Tennessee Valley Authority reached out, and they said they had problems because they're already working on this, an issue for projects up there. We've had projects in West Alabama. Representatives from West Alabama said, hey, don't mess with our stuff. And it's like, hey, we're not trying to bother what you guys are doing. We're not trying to interfere with what they want, if they have it up there, if that's what they want. We're merely just trying to make sure that this project, that the right steps are followed and we can protect our environment down here.
All right. So, folks, there's a bill if you want to, you know, holler at somebody and tell them you're for it. You know, your representative, your senator, these two guys obviously are Albritton, and our guest, Matt Simpson, are for it. Make sure everybody else knows if you're for it, and we'll go forward from there. And hopefully you don't run out of time, man. You know, I've just seen it happen too often. Good things just get left on the cutting room floor in Montgomery.
And that's the same of it. Is this popped up out of nowhere. So, you know, I think it came up at the end of January. So that we're trying to figure out how quickly we can move, and it's tough to pass a law when you're going on the fly with some of this stuff.
All right. Well, we will keep an eye on it and get you back here at the end of session to talk more about the session that was.
Happy to.
All right. Representative Matt Simpson, our guest, and we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile.
is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along, and a good time to check in with my friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Let's talk about precious metals. Anna, what are they doing today for gold and silver?
Well, they've started to climb back up again. So if anybody is out there that's listening and thinking about getting into gold and silver, this would be the perfect opportunity before, you know, it hits $90 an ounce for silver or $5,000 for gold. It's still down, but it's starting to slowly climb back up again.
Yeah, and looking at that, too, I mean, we talk about it's down, but you and I talk about this, Ron and I talk about it. All somebody has to do is say, all right, go back and look at the last 364 days. And it's quite a thing. Like oh, it's down. Yeah, it's down from 1 week to the next. You know, but it did go from, what, $3,000 to $5,000, you know, within a year's time. And if you go back 2 years, holy cow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was down. I remember when gold used to be under $2,000, you know, and everything was pretty much, I would say, I don't want to say cheap because everything's relevant, but at that time, it seems like it was a whole lot lower.
Yeah,
but it's tripled in value.
Yeah, it's done that. You know, silver has done that. Silver's had a heck of a rise, too, over 1 year's time. I mean, it was down,
absolutely.
40 bucks, 38 bucks, something like that, and now look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then now it's back up to about 75 or just under 75 this afternoon.
Okay, let's talk about how we can buy those precious metals, too. I mean, you've got different ways. People think of, like, you know, a bar, and that's a great way to do it. But y'all got the coins. You got the different ways to buy precious metals.
Oh, yeah. You mean you can do it as a collectible coin, investment, just straight up, you know, metals, no kind of strings attached. Or you could do it as a gift for somebody that, you know, there's special occasions you could do it for, because that's something we specialize in. We have engravables. It's basically an ounce of silver that you can personalize for a birthday or an anniversary.
Okay, well, tell folks how to find you.
We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile, or they can find us on Facebook on our website, mobilebaycoins.com.
Hey, thanks, Anna.
Thank you. See ya.
All right, there goes Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Thank you, Texter, and I'm sorry, getting to this a little bit late. Exit 13 North, northbound 65 is closed. There's an overturned vehicle. So exit 13 North, northbound 65 closed due to an overturned vehicle. We'll keep our eyes on that situation. If you are, you know, a safe place to text and it's open back up or still closed, do let us know. Dirt Digger from the text line, I'm tired of government taxing us out of our money and giving it to other countries like Obama did. They use that money against us and Israel. Yeah, but it's going to have to be like with, incorrect, that you're correct, Dirt Digger. But I'm saying like with Rand Paul's plan and all that, it would be, see, that's the political part of it. And I agree with it. Like, you don't do this, you know, where are you spending money in foreign aid? But everything would have to come down six pennies. So 94 cents out of each dollar would remain, 6 pennies would be gone. And his plan would balance the budget in 5 years. And think about that, too. As you worked your way through the 5 years, why it works is you're knocking down the interest on debt, and that can be applied to principal. So, by the way, so I asked this question, too, of bankers. I laid out the situation, if you didn't hear it earlier. So here's what Treasury said. So this is not political. This is Treasury, right? The Treasury comes out and says, the United States of America, we the people, owe $47.78 trillion. So, you know, it's $47.78 trillion in liabilities. In other words, we owe that much. Right? That's the debt. So we owe $47.78 trillion. We have in assets $6.06 trillion in assets. So what we owe, $47.78 trillion, and we got $6.06 trillion in assets. Why is anybody lending us money even now? And we can talk about the petrodollar, confidence in the system. I get those things. But I asked this question of bankers out there. I was like, would you make the loan? If this person was named Uncle Sam, you know, or Sam America comes in and says, oh, hello, I need to get a loan here. All right, let's look at your balance sheet here and see what's going on. Well, I know, like one of my banker buddies said, that's textbook bankrupt. right there, those ratios. Actually, a rock and roll doctor and some others chimed in on this, and we'll get to it right after the news.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 135 FM Talk, 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. Great time to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. And let it rip, brother. How's it looking on the lot?
It's good. You know, we talk about trucks and everything else all the time, but we've got some pretty unique stuff. We've got two BMW 3 Series on the ground, four-door small cars, and then we've got two Mercedes C-Class cars and a Mercedes CLA on the ground, which are all really nice, good gas mileage. You know, they're safe cars. I mean, they're just really nice vehicles.
And, you know, and I know you've talked about you know, those kind of Mercedes, BMWs, Corvettes you were talking about the other day. Like people that are looking for very specialized, sometimes they get in those. They go, I want this car, but I want it in this color. I want this package and all that stuff. And you go find it for them. You go look, and, I mean, they're out there somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, these ones I'm talking about are, you know, small down payments, low payments. We can finance these cars. They're all very affordable and on the ground right now to be seen.
All right, and they can also see them online. Y'all have done, it was a couple months ago, you did the revamp on the website, and it is super user-friendly.
Yeah, we've enjoyed the back and forth with the customers with it. Of course, we've always been able to text our website, but the feedback we're getting and the response we're getting for the customers is fantastic.
So if somebody wants to go on there, give them the website, they can do kind of some of their pre-scouting before they even come out to the lot.
I mean, you can do everything but sign the paperwork on the website. I mean, you can do the credit, the customer statement, anything you want to do. Carfax is all there. It's lcmmotorcars.com. You come see us in person at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore, 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. It's at the third red light. Or just give us a call, 251-375-0068.
Thanks, David.
All right, buddy. Have a good day, Sean.
All right, will do. There's David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. By the way, I made a note. We'll get to the text here and a couple stories, but I made a note to myself earlier, and I just finally noticed it here where I put this down. I heard what Jeff had Joey Clark on his show today, and they were talking. And this is something we've all talked about before, but they brought this back up. Now we're in the, you know, the election season, and you'll hear the ads, of course, running here at FM Talk 106.5. And I was intrigued, too. Joey used same thing I talk about. They used minor chords. You know, like an attack ad. So we got this Club for Growth ad we're going to talk about in a second. But they use minor chords when you hear dun, dun, dun. You know, it sounds like scary music in that. But then in TV ads, another thing you're going to see, and they were joking around about things you would see, and they're spot on. I wonder if we can use AI to create the most Alabama political TV commercial and radio commercial. So we're working with, you know, go to AI, see if we can produce this. There's going to be, it's going to be they're in church, and somehow the light is coming in through the window at church, you know, lighting where they are. You know that shot, kind of like you're looking at, like you're back of the church looking at where they are on the kneeler or whatever. They're illuminated. Like this is the, you know, the candidate running for office. They're in church, and it shows them with their eyes closed and they're praying. Then somehow, you know, there's something with a football game, and then whether they've ever hunted a day in their life, they're, you know, they, which is always funny. It's like they're, they'll be going, they've got a shotgun like they're dove hunting, and they have a blaze orange vest on and all that is funny stuff. But you have those, and then like maybe some kids looking up lovingly at the candidate, like, oh, candidate for whatever office, we love you. Maybe they could be riding a horse or something. I don't know if we could put all that info into AI. Or ChatGPT can do this for us. Construct the most Alabama, you know, and like maybe it's Trump is floating above the candidate, right? And then they're in church, but then they have a gun on they're open carrying in church while kids looking lovingly at them, something like that. I just wonder if it's a project. I know there's some, you know, some tech savvier people. Could you let it generate what would be the most Alabama politician commercial possible. Please let me know on the text line your thoughts, and if anybody wants to work that up on, you know, AI out there, using, you know, ChatGPT might write it out for you, and then you find another AI to create it, then we'd have something, wouldn't we? All right, let's see. Let's go to the text line now, and let's see. Hey, Sean, it's Billy D. Yeah, let's go ahead and get more bureaucracy and everything that we're doing this way. People can make money. That's all this really is. People just want to make money. Is this about the solar farm, or which one is this? Maybe. And by the way, the solar farm thing, it's interesting. In a conversation I had, I don't know, was that last week or the week before, with my buddy Ben Raines. He and I were talking a bunch of things. We talked about the solar farm as well during our discussion. It got picked up by several news groups around the state of Alabama. I know Yellowhammer pushed it out a whole bunch. And it was this, like, environmentalist says, you know, well, let me make sure I read the, I don't want to write the headline for him, but because I want to make sure I'm fair here. It says, the man who coined America's Amazon, which is true, by the way, when you hear that thrown around, that came from Ben Raines. The man who coined America's Amazon says the Stockton solar site is not worth the fight. And maybe that's a little more honest of a headline, because we talked about it. If you go back and listen to that podcast, obviously it's been listened to a lot in the state now since this got out. We were just trying to, you know, Ben and our buddies both, you know, pretty steeped in being outside and protecting our environment. But I understand what Representative Simpson and Senator Albritton are doing. I absolutely understand folks in Stockton worried about the solar plant at the solar farm there. At the same time, in things that could be done, I mean, it's not, it's timberland. Okay, it's timberland. It's not like it's a virgin upland, you know, longleaf forest, or even if it was, but it's timberland, which is fine, which is like an agricultural, right? Silviculture is like agriculture. You're growing trees to sell, just the way you're growing corn or peanuts or cotton or whatever. And this idea that this piece of land is somehow different than other pieces of land in the state. Now, is it part of the watershed for the Mobile Tensaw Delta? Absolutely. So if somebody said, hey, we're going to have a chicken manure plant and we're going to run the water off, and I'd be no. There's a downstream effect. I don't know, and I do understand people's shock, because this thing was ramrodded through, like happens to us in Alabama so often, right? The big players do the deal, and then we little people find out about it later. So I get that reaction. But Ben just said in that interview, I guess they're spinning it up to say, like, hey, he's for it. He's not for it. He's just saying, hey, out of other things that could happen there on that property, is this the worst thing? Because, and this goes in with a text from Kana here, said, I wonder how much runoff logging that property would create. So, and in logging, right, so a thing that's changed over the years, right, SMZs, right, streamside management zone. So you'll see it, if you don't spend a lot of time on the land, if you're flying, you'll see it. You'll see where clear cuts happened. And then you'll see the snaking woods going through that clear cut. So those are drainages, right? So there's a retention zone. So when it rains, like it does in Alabama, although it hadn't much this month, when it rains, the topsoil and siltation gets stopped in those streamside management zones, and the leaves and the roots and all that of that buffer area around the waterway gets held there versus going in the waterway. So I would argue that, you know, logging it would, if it was done properly and you had streamside management zones, it would not be a big issue. And I don't know. I definitely have heard the worries about what's in the solar panels and what could get in the water. But if you listen to discussions, like Dan and Dalton have done such a good job of these interviews from all sides of the solar issue. And you can go, if you didn't hear them when they aired, you go to our, if you don't get our podcast, make sure the FM Talk 106.5 app has all our podcasts on there. Our website, you go to fmtalk1065.com and click podcast. Anywhere you subscribe for podcast, we're probably there. And you can search for these discussions on Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton and hear the different parts of it. But one of the solar experts they had on said he had never heard of and this is me just referencing one person, because they know more than I do on this. They had never heard of a solar panel being broken and leaking out the cadmium and the other things, that pollutants that could come out of it. So, and I also would argue that it would be less runoff than if that was a neighborhood, right? I truly understand the shock, because I was shocked too, of all of a sudden you live in Stockton, you find out, hey, that piece of property over there, now all of a sudden this can be a 4,500 acre, which I don't think they're going to do the whole 4,500 acre solar panel, but there's going to be all these solar panels there. I get that. But is that the, and now we could talk about the railroading through PSC and all that. I'm with you 100%. But if you can't tell somebody that that property has got to always stay as it is, right? I mean, if somebody went in there and said, hey, even though they wouldn't do it because of topography, but would you say, hey, I'm going to go in there and row crop it, would you shut them down? Because you could get runoff there. So, all right. Let's see. King of all unnamed texters says, golly, talking about the bills brought by Senator Albritton and Representative Simpson, said, golly, sounds like reactionary hogwash. Almost sounds like the stalling on gambling and legal THC and the bridge, et cetera, et cetera. Now, how's that bridge thing going? Let's see. DEI Texter said this so-called debt crisis is manufactured. Do away with the debt ceiling and risk of default goes away. Holy crap, DEI Texter. You amused me yesterday, something you said on the text line, but this is maybe, this is a level of dumb I don't know if I can deal with. You're talking about semantics. So you do away with the debt ceiling and the risk, but you still have the debt. Do I need to go back? Let me go back and reference the numbers. Can we go to the tape, Bob? Let's go to the tape. Here it is. Treasury says our government, we the people, owe $47.78 trillion. $6.06 trillion in assets. So liabilities, write it down on your paper here. Liabilities, $47.78 trillion. Assets, $6.06 trillion. So I've got one answer from a banker, because I asked, hey, the question is, if the United States came in, it was Sam America, and they came into the banker and said, hey, I need to get a loan here. Would you loan the money? Would you loan the money to us? And once again, understand that what we're doing at this point, we are borrowing money, not just the fact that the debt service on our debt is more than the defense budget, but we're borrowing money to pay interest on money we already borrowed. We'll come back to this. Hold on.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 151, yeah, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, glad to have you along. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. So, and DEI Texter came back, said, we print our own money, so there's no inability to pay if we default. It's basically a political gridlock. If we print our own, somebody said earlier, Banana Republic, that's what that is. You print your own money to a point that you have to have a wheelbarrow to go buy a hamburger, right? That's fiat currency. At a certain point, the lenders will say, well, that debt now is, with inflation, is equal to, what are the interest rates? That is such a myopic view. To run a level of debt, this is what brings republics down, or any country. Texter said, I noticed yesterday on County Road 65 in Baldwin County, there's already a solar farm installed. Yeah, I think back when this all came up, I think we kind of looked around the state, and I was talking to, who was it? Scott, maybe Scott McLaughlin with LandYap, did the article. We talked about it, and I think there were five already operational solar farms, solar plays in the state of Alabama, and nine that were slated to happen. And yeah, that one, the Bon Secours one, has been discussed on here. The one on Lot Road has been discussed. So there, but this is the one. And I think part of this, and I feel for the folks that live there, is it's just like, where was the heads up on this, right? It's the stuff gets done in Montgomery, in PSC, and we don't get to hear about it. So, oh, by the way, this thing's happening. Hey, thank you, Daphne Leatherneck. I had been talking about the flags, like some of y'all had out at Teledyne, and about the, let's see, it says, yeah, this is, finally got the picture of the flags at Continental Aerospace Building. And what people have talked about, the flag's height versus the American flag. Chinese flag and the German flag are at the same height as our flag. So I, Daphne Leatherneck, first of all, which, you know, thank you for your service. And I grew up with being taught that no flag should fly above the U.S. flag, right? Flag code says they can be, although it's just a few of us old fools, right, that care about flag code anymore, United States. You're also not supposed to, as much as they look cool, like an American flag bikini, like you can't do that. Like it's against flag code. You can, you have the right to, but it's against flag code. But people don't honor that. Or T-shirt made, you know, the American flag and all that. It's against flag code. But it's, you know, flag code says that the U.S. flag, if we have foreign flags and the U.S. flag in the United States, the U.S. flag has to hold the position of honor. Which, if they're on a singular pole, I know this one is spot on. If they're on a singular pole, there's multiple flags on the pole, the American flag has to be up top. If they're like the picture you were showing me there from Continental Aerospace, like they're in order, it has to be never any flag should be higher. It can be, they can be at equal height, but not higher, according to. And it's something about our flag should be in the center of the flags or something like that. There's a rule like that. But I appreciate that picture. Yeah, I think, you know, just for good business, you think they would just let the American flag fly highest. All right, let's see. V-Dark says, it sounds like the country already sold out. Who is really controlling it? I wish I knew. Yeah, people want to spend more money. I don't know what part of this, but Captain Teach says Freebird playing in the background. What, when I talk about the dead? let's see. Somebody sent me. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you. Captain Teach said Freebird playing in the background for our commercial, right? Okay. The AI commercial. And if y'all just didn't hear that earlier. So you've seen that they do like the AI country songs, which crack me the heck up, like make me truly. I mean, not just go, that's funny. Like, I laugh. Really, I don't know if you've seen them. AI puts these country songs out. They, like, tell the AI to, it goes and listens all the country, and it's the most cliche songs ever. They're so funny. So should we do the most cliche version of a Alabama political ad? And so, yeah, Captain T saying Freebird would be playing in the background. Southern Jedi has sent me a picture here. This is fantastic. So, obviously, they got this done. We got the still. Now we're going to have to make this still right into the, oh my gosh, this is so funny. I got to describe this to y'all. Maybe we'll put this on our social media if it's okay with the producer of this thing. This is the still of it. There's a church. Okay. They're in church. Our candidate is at the kneeler. The light is coming. This is so perfect, Southern Jedi. The light is coming through the stained glass, shining on them. The congregation is there, but everybody's decked out for the tide. Up on the altar in the back, there's a big screen that has Bama game on. I can't zoom in enough to see which game that is. It has, you know, the Alabama logo and SEC logo on either side of it, pennants on the wall. And on top of that, that political artistry version of Trump. It says, in Trump we trust, our leader, our guide. This is genius. This is what I'm talking about. I'm waiting for. So let's watch this. And this is right now on record, Southern Jedi. You have amused me greatly with that picture. But, you know, you'll see it'd be like they're carrying, like, you watch candidates. Like, I don't think I need to pitch y'all on how 2A I am or the outdoors part. I mean, you know, 6:53 this morning, we got a turkey killed and I did a radio show. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my reality. But when the like the candidates in these ads will be holding a gun, like the way somebody would be holding a, you know, a slimy fish, like they've never held it before. Like, just quit. Just be yourself. Don't be something you're not. And these ads will come out. They're like, I'm in church and I got a gun, like the, you know, the KIV at the range. Or I'm riding my horse with my open carry to church, and then I'm in there. And come on, just be yourself. Don't, enough with the platitudes here. All right. Bill says on the text line, isn't the solar farm's purpose to offset energy consumption for Meta's data center? If you stop the solar farms, maybe you stop the data center. I don't know, but if so, it'd be worth the fight with the environmental impact those centers have. No, and also, what does that mean to what we pay for electricity, because they burn through a bunch of it. All right, I got so many other texts here to get to, and we'll have to pick those up on tomorrow's show, the Paul Feinbaum show, on the way next. Southern Jedi, you win the day on the text line. You won.